Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
It's good to be here with you this morning. Glad that we are coming and gathering together. And I'm one of those that definitely need to be with God's people. It's good for me, and I find myself that when, you know, we don't go to church and you're not with God's people, I find that for me it's easy to really begin to backslide and not do the things that I'm supposed to do. Yeah. And I need it, so I'm glad that we're all here. And we're glad that the Lord gave us the opportunity to be here, and let's continue to remember Tommy as he's traveling. And 35 years, he told me whenever he texted me, so that's a great accomplishment. And I almost begin to think about that. It's a great accomplishment today. So we're going to be reading out of Mark 16, and we're going to start in the 14th verse, and we're going to read through the 16th verse. And the Lord has laid a thought upon our hearts, and to be honest with you, we've kind of went back and forth on a few things as we tried to prepare for the message tonight, this morning, and don't know how long we'll be, if it's going to be just a minute or two or whatever, but we're going to try our best just to be obedient to. So if you will, let's stand in the honor of reading of God's Word. And again, we are in Mark 16, and we're going to be beginning in the 14th verse. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Let us pray. Dear kind, merciful Heavenly Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful, God, for each and every one that's here. Lord, help us, God, just to deliver that which you would have us to deliver. We pray, God, that we would just leave all the things of this world, Lord, outside, God, and focus upon you. And God, and all the many blessings, Lord, that you've given us, God, help us, Lord, to open up our hearts to the message, Lord, what you'd have us to hear. And Lord, help us to be obedient, to react the way, God, that you would have us to. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this day, as we've already said. Just lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father, for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We all say,
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. All right. The best way, and I don't want to linger on this, but the best way that I can think to begin this message is to look at the world that we're in today. I'd imagine there's a lot of messages and things that are being taught about the condition of our world. It's been going on now for months. We look back to the COVID-19 thing and all the other turmoil that is going on today. And if we step back and we look, we can see that there is what is called bad news all around.
Yeah.
I've heard many people, and we talked to someone yesterday, he said, I don't even turn on the TV anymore or any news channels, or even look at anything on the internet, because all that it is bad news.
Right.
That's the thing, is that's what the world wants us to focus on. I'm not going to stay here long, so just bear with me. But that seems to be what sells. That's what sells advertisements on the news, and that's what gets us all worked up. And many times when we see those bad things going on, whether or not which side that you're on, and we're not going to get into that, but many times we even want to rise up, and as we discussed in our Sunday school lesson this morning, that we may want to rise up and begin to fight them. And try to get our point of view across and say that they're wrong in what they're seeing and how terrible that they're acting, whether it be true or not. And many times, Christian people and non-Christian people, we begin to rise up and fight and focus upon that which is not important.
Right.
I'm not saying that the atrocities and things that go on in the world today are not important. We need to pray for them. But I will say this, that there is something that we as Christians ought to focus on even the more.
Right.
And that is what Jesus Christ came to preach and to teach. And that is the gospel.
Right. Amen.
The gospel. Right. We've all heard that it is the good news. Right. That's what we need to be focusing on more, is the good news. Maybe turn off the TV and all the things of the world and move away from social media and begin to focus upon the good news.
Yeah.
You may begin to ask, well, what is the good news? And this is where I struggled when I began to try to prepare what God would have me to do, because it is so great of a thing.
Right.
This is the gospel.
Amen.
From the very beginning to the very end is the gospel.
Amen.
And we'll in the later chapters of the New Testament, the writings of Paul and to the different churches around about, he explained what the gospel is. But very much in short, it is the gospel is that, and I stole this. It says the gospel is the sum total of the saving truth as God has communicated it to lost humanity.
Right.
As it is revealed in the person of His Son and in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible.
Right.
Everything from the very beginning of the book is pointing to the coming of Christ. And we'll get to that maybe a little bit more in here in just a second. And then we have the rest of it, which speaks of Christ and all the things that He has done. But this is the gospel.
Yeah.
Now, where does the word gospel come from? It's found throughout the book. It's found throughout even mentioned in the Old Testament about and Isaiah and all the others. It's being mentioned, but the gospel for us is in the New Testament. It is translated from Greek, and I don't normally do this, but I think it's important that we understand what the meaning of the word is. And I'm going to mess this up, so just bear with me. The Greek word is euangelion. See, I messed that up really bad. Euangelion. In other words, that is good tidings or good news. That is truly what the gospel is. You can even read over in Romans, the 10th chapter, and the 15th verse. It says this, "And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things."
Right.
Many times we ought to look at that verse and begin to look at just the preachers that go out and spread the gospel. But that's not just for the preachers.
Amen.
That's for every single one of us, is to share what? The gospel and the good news.
Right. Amen. Right.
How can you say that? Because clearly it tells us here in Mark, as he began to come to the 11, as they were up in the room, and he upbraided them in their unbelief. But in the 15th verse, as he gives what we call many times the Great Commission, he says, "Go ye into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature."
Yeah.
Preach the gospel, the good news. Because in this world today, let me say this, and I want to get to start preaching maybe to lost people today, because that's what we need to focus on. But the thing is, in this world today, those that are lost, if it ain't up to us to share the good news, they're not going to find it anywhere out there in the world.
Right. Amen.
Because what the world, as we've already said, and not to repeat ourselves, but we preachers, we do this from time to time because we need to understand it, that the world today is selling nothing but bad news.
Right.
Because that's what the devil and the world and sinfulness wants us to focus upon.
Right.
The godliness of this world, the sinfulness of this world, the combating of one another so that we're not together, unified. And that's why I love coming to church.
Right.
Is that
Amen.
I hope and pray that I can be with like-minded people. And if nothing else, if no matter whether or not you vote Republican or Democrat, whether or not you drive a Ford or a Chevy, or it doesn't matter if you're red, yellow, black, or white, that we can come together and believe and agree upon one thing, that Jesus Christ is our only Savior and our only way of salvation. And He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And He loved me enough to go to the cross and die for my sins. That is the gospel.
Amen.
And we as Christians ought to be able to leave everything else out there and not worry about it, because that's what is eternally important.
Right.
Because what does the devil even want to do in our churches? He wants to divide us.
Right. Amen.
You've got to be careful. Even in Sunday school this morning, didn't we, Sam? We didn't want to say anything wrong to upset one another, because that's what the devil will do. They'll begin to get us upset about what we're going to paint the walls, or what color the carpet we're going to put in, or what time we're going to meet, or should we come back to church, or should we wait a little bit longer, or should we begin Sunday school, or should we wait a little bit longer because of the concern of the diseases and things that's going on right now. Because that's what the devil wants us to do. Focus upon those things.
Right.
Well, we're forgetting the good news. I want you to understand that I feel like I ought to say, as God is trying to help me this morning, that I need to keep saying over and over the good news.
Right, amen.
The good news of Jesus Christ. The good news of no matter what you've done in your past, that God loves you and He wants you to come and repent of your sins and turn away from them and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and He will save you.
Yeah. Amen.
Even in the handout that was given today, I read the little story that was in there about the tarnished pot or kettle, I believe it was. Many times we want to be out in the world and think, well, we need to get ourselves cleaned up first. But what it is God
right.
that does
the
cleaning.
Amen.
It is God that gets us to where we ought to be. And the thing is, that's what the world needs today, is that God would move in such a great and a mighty way that people would give themselves unto Him and they would find it. Maybe we won't fight so much. Maybe we won't come to arms and we won't fight amongst ourselves and argue about all these different things, but we will be worshiping and praising our only hope that we have,
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So you've already said the gospel is very important that we understand. One of the shortest versions that you'll find in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Now, this is where we need to understand what the gospel is. Again, as I began to look at this, the gospel is a great message. How in the world can I put it in a way in such a short amount of time to try to express what the gospel truly is, because it is so great.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved."
Right, amen.
There is no other way. Right. Now, there's right. another verse that says, "I behold the gospel," and I'm going to mess this up, that we not be not ashamed of it, because it is the power of salvation.
Yeah.
That is what we need today. We worry about what can we tell our brothers and our sisters about Christ, that we can help to lead them to the Lord. Read them the Bible. Tell them the gospel. Tell them what God has done for us. You may say, "Jim, I can't give all these, I can't quote all these verses. I can't tell all these things that I have." But you can tell that Jesus Christ loved you, and He loves you too, and you can be saved if you just
right.
believe.
Amen.
John 3:16.
Right.
But moving on, as it says, and saying, "If you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to what? The Scriptures."
Amen.
The Word. Everything that is in here is pointing to this very fact that Christ had to come and die for our sins, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Even if you go back in the Old Testament, as I said, these are all gospel verses
right.
as well.
Amen.
You'll find over in Isaiah the 53rd chapter, it's hard to find a better description
right.
of what
Amen.
The gospel is.
Amen.
And what Christ did for us.
Right.
As it's telling of the coming of the Messiah. And Isaiah 53, and I cheated. I have these here so I don't misquote them, Bruce, but because they're that important.
Right. Amen.
It says this. It says, "Surely have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken." This is Old Testament.
Right.
This is telling of Christ.
Amen.
"Smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us." Who? All.
Amen.
Not just me. Not just certain individuals. Not just certain skin colors. Not just certain groups. Not just whether or not you're conservative or even liberal or any of those things. He came for us all.
Amen. Amen.
That is love. That's the gospel.
Amen.
It goes on and it says, yeah, in the 10th verse, skip down just a little bit. Yeah, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put to him the grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Right. Oh, Lord, yeah. This is hard.
Amen.
Lord, it took the sacrifice of Christ to satisfy the sin debt that none of us could ever pay. That's the gospel.
Right. Amen.
We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. We've all, our righteousness is but filthy rags. We've all done things that I wish to pray for.
Right.
I wouldn't have done them, but God loved me anyway.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Lord, I don't know. I just want to go right here. But listen, that old boy, every single one of us, and I tried to tell my kids this, every single, just an instant.
Right.
Just an instant. Just a wrong decision. Just a boss. Just a mistake. And look what can happen. Right. If the devil just moves in such a great and mighty way that we don't hinder him and focus upon the gospel.
Right.
I guarantee you that the wrongs and things that that boy, whoever he was, done. I wish he thinks, I wish I could go back in time and do things differently.
Amen.
I know that I have many times. I told my children, don't get out there in the world and drink, because you can begin to drive and the next thing you know, you're going to run into somebody. And Lord, if I could just go back and do things over again, I would do it. But I know that there's many times that we've all fallen short. But God loves us anyway. That's the gospel. That's
Amen.
The good news. That He'll save you.
Amen.
And faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. That's the gospel.
Right.
Old Testament all the way through the New. That's what we need to focus upon. You want to wonder, what do I need to learn about the Gospels? You can begin to read the four Gospels as it tells of Matthew through John of the life of Christ and what He did. You know what He did? He showed compassion and love upon all mankind. That's what we need today. We need compassion. We need to understand where someone's coming from. We need to understand why they feel downtrodden. We need to put ourselves in our own shoes and say, what would I do in our situation? Have compassion for one another.
Amen.
Love our enemies.
Amen.
That's what the Bible tells us to do. And we are to love them even though they may hate us. That's what the world does. It hates us. Why? Because it hated Him first. That's the gospel. That's the good news. But there's a way. I'm telling you what, today it doesn't matter. You need to listen to what the Word says. The Bible tells us. You can just come and give all your cares and concerns. That's the gospel. You begin to read and you go on past the four Gospels as we look about the love of Christ. You can go on and read about what Paul wrote to the churches of Corinth and Ephesians, Galatia, telling them, what did he do? He wasn't focused upon him. He focused upon what Christ did for him. He told him I messed up. He told him I done wrong. But he also said, Christ loved me anyway. Told him the way that he was on the road to Damascus and he was saved and was converted and created a new creature. You want to talk about somebody that went around and did riotous living and did terrible things and beat people and left them for dead and was right in the midst of all of these things. It was Saul who, by the grace and love of Jesus Christ, was converted and became Paul. What is that? Gospel. That's the good news. If he can do that for Saul, he can do that for any of us. If he can convert this old boy right here and keep me straight, even though I go the wrong way so many times in my life, and he loves me anyway, that's gospel. If he can do it for me, the good news is he can do it for you.
Amen.
That's what we need to focus
Amen.
On.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to look and think about, well, what is it that God would want me to do?
Yeah.
We talked again, Sam, I'm sorry, but in our Sunday school class.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
There's times that we come and we got to sometimes stop. Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, Oh, and Lord, I'm going completely off the rails here. Now listen, have you ever, in business many times, I would get an email sent to me and I'd take it the wrong way. And I'd find my fingers would be on fire, ready to send back a response. The same thing happens in social media. Somebody will post something and it feels like our fingers get on fire. I can't wait to get a hold of that guy. I can't wait to tell him really what I think, Bruce.
Right.
We may not be able to do like the old days, just go out and punch your neighbor in the face. No, we do it another way. We talk about each other where the whole world can see it.
That's right.
And maybe we need to hold up just a minute and tell them what the Bible says. Right, Roger?
Yeah.
Tell them about the love of Christ. Tell them about a better way. Show them love. Maybe sometimes we just need to keep our mouth shut and bridle the tongue. Guys, guess what? Guess where you'll find that? In the Bible. That's gospel.
Right.
Too many people aren't bridling the tongue anymore.
Right.
There you go.
We need to listen to what the Bible tells us. The good news.
Right.
Lord, that the world needs it today, more today than ever before.
Right. Amen.
We have moved so far away from God.
God help us.
And we have, even as Christians, we have forgot the good news. We have forgot what He has done for us. You that are lost today, I want you to listen. I want to see somebody saved today. I want to see somebody hear the good news. Because there's no other way of salvation but to hear the Word of God. That's what I want to see. I want somebody to understand the gospel. Because the truth is, if you ain't saved, you may hear what the Word says. You may be able to quote John 3:16, but you don't understand just how good it is.
Right.
Amen. That's until it's happened to you.
Amen.
I want somebody to hear the good news today.
Yeah.
Come and be saved. Oh, all ye that are heavy laden, come. My load is easy. Oh, I hope and pray that you would just listen.
Yeah.
You ain't going to find the answers out there in the world. You ain't going to find them out there.
Amen.
That's what the world is looking for. You ask, well, why are they doing these things? Because they're searching for something.
Right.
If they can't have the good news, they're going to make the good news that they think is good. When all the time the devil is just sitting back, rubbing his hands together, saying, boy, I got them right where they are.
Right.
Well, I got them right where I want them. Look at them. They're fighting amongst themselves. They're fighting amongst themselves. Now the Bible even tells us, I'm going to believe it. Jesus said Himself, if the house be divided, how can it stand?
Break it.
That's what the devil does. He's a divider.
That's right.
Christ brings people together. God is not an author of confusion. God, help us to see what is important.
Amen.
You that are lost, there's good news today. And you ain't going to find it out there in the world. The good news is that God loves you.
Amen.
I kind of bounced all over the place, all over the world, all over the Bible and what it tells us. It says, Job 14 and 14 says, man is that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble.
That's right.
Listen to me. We talked about this last time we were here. And none of this stuff is new.
Right.
You hear me?
Right.
Sin is sin. It's been like this. It's going to continue to be like this until Christ comes back and gets us. But the thing is, we need to understand that the way to get away from it, the answer to the great question is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What can give you that peace that is beyond all understanding? What can fill that void that is in your heart and truly fill you up with the good news? It's Jesus Christ. We've gone all over the Bible. What's the gospel? What is the gospel? God loved you enough that even though you were sinful, even though you fell short, and we all do, every single one of us. I just talk about my kids. They're starting to fight all the time. We got to separate them all the time. You know why? Because they're children. They're sinful. They're full of sin. Whether or not we like to think of it or not, we look at these wonderful kids up here that are singing. Guess what? They're sinful by nature.
Yes.
People don't want to hear that anymore, but they are. It takes people that teach them. It takes adults to show them, and it takes the gospel to tell them a better way to lead them and guide them in what they are supposed to do.
Right, amen.
They're blind. Why else? Why? They're going to act that way because they don't know any better. But we that are Christians, we ought to know better.
Right.
We ought to rise above it.
Right.
Lord, I got to shut up. But listen here. What is the gospel? God loved us.
Right. Yeah.
Sent His only begotten Son.
Right.
Walked upon this earth 33 and a third years and did not sin. And I know that somebody smarter than me, somebody listens and wants to talk to me after, I'm sure you can have a better explanation than I do of the gospel. This is just how God's giving it to me right now. In short, God loves us.
Right.
Sent His Son, no sin.
Yeah.
Had no sin, but you know what He did? He loved us enough that He went to the cross and died for me.
Right.
Lord, let us never forget the cross.
Yes. Amen.
Paid such a terrible debt that our minds can't even begin to comprehend.
That's right.
The weight that was on Christ when He hung there.
No.
Not just in the physical sense, but everything.
Yes.
The Bible says that He could have called more than 12 legions of angels. But you know what? He didn't.
Right.
As they were beating Him on the whipping post, you know what He did? He laid there and took every lash. Why? Because He knew that I needed to be saved. I said I right there for a purpose.
Amen.
Right, it's personal.
Right.
He loved you that much that He died for you. And the Bible talks about how He said it was finished. You know why? Because as we read in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, it had paid the debt in full. Done. Settled, no matter what anybody else says. And when He saves you, it is eternal, no matter what anybody else says. There's an awful lot of people today that think they're saved, but they ain't.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right. Amen.
But He died for me because of His love.
Right.
And He rose from the dead on the third and appointed day.
Yes.
And now He sits upon the right hand of the Father making intercession for me.
Amen.
And the rest of the gospel is that He's going to come back one day.
Come on.
Yes.
And we can sit here and debate what the end of the book says. We about got into it this morning. We can debate that all we want. But in the end, I know the Bible tells me that you ought to be ready.
Yeah. Right.
He's coming as a thief in the night. You better be ready. You better make sure that you've made things right with the Lord.
Yes.
That's the gospel. Because it ain't done. And then the gospel continue on. That we that are His children, guess what? We get to live eternally with Him. Where all these things ain't going to matter at all.
Amen.
And guess what will happen there?
Yeah.
That division ain't going to be there.
Right.
I ain't going to be there. Ain't going to be no fighting.
Right.
Ain't gonna be, the truth is, we ain't all going to think we all have the answer for everything. Because we're going to be with the answer.
Right.
Christ.
Amen.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
That's the good news. Come on up here and get us a song.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
We need to focus on the good news.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
That's what He was telling us. Lord, I went all over the place and didn't even finish reading my scripture. But that's what Jesus was saying, and I'm done right here. He didn't go out there and tell them to teach them any specific ways or tell them your opinion.
Right.
Tell them what you think.
Right.
Now what He tell them, He said, but He says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the problem. We all have opinions. We was only
one gospel. Amen.
This is
Amen. Amen.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Why? Because they don't believe the gospel. They need the gospel.
That's right.
They need to be saved. It doesn't matter if I'm right or wrong, Roger. They need to be saved.
Right.
They need to be saved.
That's right.
They need to know Jesus. You, we all need to know Jesus.
Yeah.
As we stand and sing this morning, ain't you happy for the gospel?
Amen.
Ain't you happy for the good news?
Amen.
Lord, it's just a few more people would focus on.
Amen.
How much better this world would be.
Right.
But you know where it starts? With me.
Right. Amen.
And then it goes on and moves into the church.
Right.
And wants to leave each other amongst themselves. Why can't we look at the world and say, well, they ought to know better? They're blind again. Oh my God. They're blind. They're deceived.
Right.
We know the truth. I said it in Sunday school. I've been saying an awful lot about being woke. And all these different things is beyond me. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible is clear. We that have been born into the light, it warns us and tells us that the thief, knowing that he is coming, the thief being Christ, he's coming as a thief of the night. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. not the thing, not the kind. He's kind. So, and it is up to us to tell him. We truly are the woke ones. Because why? The blinders of this world, the blinders of sin has been moved and removed from us.
Right.
And we can see now that they need to be saved. We ought to have love in our hearts. Oh Lord, that's a whole other message. Love one another.
Amen.
The gospel, the good news. Share it today as we sing. Won't you come? Love another heart.